Amen. We're going to start reading with verse 13. Judges chapter 4 and verse 13. And Sisera gathered together all his chariots. Sounds like the devil, doesn't it? Getting everything together to fight against the people of God. 900 chariots of iron, and all the people that were with him, from Harosheth of the Gentiles unto the river of Kishon. And Deborah said unto Barak, Deborah said unto her pastor, up, for this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hand. Oh, I'd love to have saints that would encourage me that way. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor and 10,000 men after him. And the Lord discomfited Sisera and all his chariots and all his host with the edge of the sword before Barak, so that Sisera lighted down off his chariot and fled away on his feet. But Barak pursued after the chariots and after the host unto Harosheth of the Gentiles, and all the host of Sisera fell upon the edge of the sword, and there was not a man left. Now go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That don't sound like defeat to me. Oh my, that sounds like victory to me. Deborah said unto Barak, up. Everyone say up. For this is the day, this is the time in which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee? So Barak went down from Mount Tabor and 10,000 men. Thank God for men and thank God for women. They went with him unto the battle. Now this is my subject tonight. Are you ready for this? Don't sit down in the day of victory. Don't you sit down, because it's victory time. I said, don't sit down. Don't become indifferent. Don't become lackadaisical, because brother and sister, amen, in this church, it is victory time. Don't sit down in the day of victory. Would you worship the Lord and ask God to have his way in this place tonight? Hallelujah. Help us tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let your anointing come, O God. Inspire and increase the faith of your people. Open our eyes, O Lord, and our ears. Oh, make this vision alive in our spirit, O God, in the name of Jesus. Ilomandra, solo mandodro, solo mandodre, kile mandrele, kile mando. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. And everybody say, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. You've just got to get to the place that enough is enough. There's a lady who sings a song, Enough is Enough. And Israel had had enough. They had been under the oppression of Jabin, king of Canaan, for over 20 years. Amen. During this time of oppression, the Bible says that the highways were unoccupied. The travelers walked through byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that Deborah arose as a mother in Israel. Hallelujah. We certainly need mothers in Israel. Hallelujah. Praise God. In Judges chapter 5 and verse 12, amen, Deborah said, Arise, Barak, and lead thy captivity captive. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that it is time for victory in this church. You've been here for 23 years. Israel had been under that oppression for 20 years. And now they were saying, enough is enough. Amen. And so Deborah said to Barak, let's get up. Let's go. Amen. Let's don't just sit here, but let's get up and let's go. It's time for victory. God is going to go out before us, and God is going to help us. Hallelujah. The Bible said that the Lord is a very present help. A very present help. Hallelujah. In the time of trouble. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight. Don't sit down in the time of victory. I said, don't sit down in the time of victory. If you've ever prayed, it's time to pray now. If you've ever give, it's time to give now. If you've ever worship, it's time to worship now. If you've ever witnessed, it's time to witness now. Hallelujah. It's time to sing now. Amen. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all of your might. Clap your hands to the Lord, everybody. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says, he that hath this vision, let him run with it. Praise God. Amen. We find in Judges chapter 5 some, amen, they arose to the occasion, and then there were others that just wanted to remain like they were. Praise God. In Judges chapter 5, verses 15 through 18, the Bible said the princes of Issachar were with Deborah, even Issachar, and also Barak. He was sent on foot into the valley. For the divisions of Reuben, there were great thoughts of heart. Why abodest thou among the sheepfolds to hear the bleatings of the flocks? For the divisions of Reuben, there were great searchings of heart. Gilead abode beyond Jordan. And why did Dan remain in ships? Asher continued on the seashore and abode in his breeches. Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeoparded their lives unto the death in the high places of the field. The New Living Translation says it like this. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah and Barak. They followed Barak, rushing into the valley. But in the tribe of Reuben, there was great indecisions. In the tribe of Reuben, there was great indecision. Why did you sit at home among the sheepfolds to hear the shepherds whistle for their flocks? Yes, in the tribe of Reuben, there was great indecision. Gilead remained east of the Jordan. And why did Dan stay home? Asher sat unmoved at the seashore, remaining in his harbors. But Zebulun risked his life, as did Naphtali, on the heights of the battlefield. And then in verse 23, it says, "Curse ye Meroz," said the angel of the Lord. "Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord," to the help of the Lord against the mighty. And then in the 24th verse, it said, "Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber, the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent. He asked water, she gave him milk. She brought forth butter in a lordly dish. She put her hand to the nail and her right hand to the workman's hammer. And with the hammer she smote Sisera. She smote off his head when she had pierced and stricken through his temples. At her feet he bowed. He fell. He lay down. At her feet he bowed. He fell. Where he bowed, there he fell down dead." Amen. There were those, amen, that rose to the occasion, like the princes of Issachar. Amen. They followed Barak into the valley, amen, to meet the enemy. But then there were those like Reuben that never could make up their mind whose side they were on, full of indecision. Amen. The Bible says a double-minded man, a double-minded woman is unstable in all of their ways. Praise God. It's time to make up your mind whose side you're on. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It kind of reminds me right now about a fella that was going to a masquerade party, and he was dressed up like a devil. And he got the wrong address and wound up at a church in progress. And he walked in and people started jumping out the windows and running out the door. But there was one little sister on a walker and she couldn't move very fast. And she said, "Mr. Devil," she said, "I've been in this church near all of my life. But," she said, "I want you to know I've been on your side all the while." Hallelujah. Amen. Well, folks, we need, amen, to let the Lord know whose side we're on. Oh, hallelujah. Don't sit down. It's victory time. Make up your mind what you're going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. A man called a pastor saying he wanted to join the church. But he went on to explain that he didn't want to have to worship, pray, be faithful to church, study the Bible or witness or etc. The pastor commended him for his desire to join, but told him the church he sought was located in another section of town. The man took the directions and hung up. When he arrived at the church, the man came face to face with the logical result of his own apathetic attitude. There stood an abandoned church building boarded up and ready for demolition. Hallelujah. I don't want that kind of church. I'm glad I'm in a church tonight, amen, that's got the power of God working right in the middle of it. It is time to get on board. It is not time to sit down, because it's victory time. Clap your hands to the Lord, everybody. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9 says, "For we are laborers together with God." You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. Hallelujah. We used to sing an old song when I was just a child in Sunday school. When we all pull together, together, together. When we all pull together, how happy we'll be. Hallelujah. Amen. David said in Psalm 133, "How good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." He said it's like the dew that ran down Aaron's skirts. Amen. The dew that fell upon Mount Hermon. He said there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Hallelujah. It's not time to pull against your pastor. It's not time to pull against the church. It's time to pull together. I said it's time to pull together. Where two or three are gathered together, he said, there am I in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. But what we need is some help. We need some workers. We need some laborers in the harvest, in the church of the living God. Hallelujah. It's not time to sit down. It's victory time in this place. I'm telling you, it's victory time in this place. The devil don't like what's going on around here. I said the devil don't like what's going on around here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Every time we come to church, we need to have our minds made up. We're going to have a move of the Holy Ghost. Who told you you can't worship and have church every time you come to church? Amen. Your pastor didn't tell you that. Amen. The devil told you that. Every time I come to church, I come expecting God to do something. I'm not going to sit down on the vision. I'm going to run with the vision. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Attitude is everything. I said attitude is everything. I read a story about two fellows that were laborers building a beautiful cathedral, and a fellow who was visiting that construction site walked up to one fella. He was pushing a wheelbarrow full of rocks and debris. And he said, "Sir, what are you doing?" He said, "What does it look like I'm doing? I'm pushing this ignorant trash around." Amen. That's the job I've got to do, is push this wheelbarrow, pick up trash. Amen. He walked over to another man and he said, "Sir, what are you doing?" He said, "Oh," he said, "we're building a great cathedral for the Lord." Hallelujah. Amen. He had a totally different attitude. Amen. About what was going on. Hallelujah. Amen. I want that kind of attitude. I was glad when they said unto me, I was glad about church. I'm glad about my pastor. I'm glad about the house of God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to sit down. It's victory time. It's revival time. It's not time to sit down. It's time to get up. I said it's time to get up. Up, Barrick. Up, Barrick. Up, Barrick. Up, Barrick. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Bible said he's going to make us lively stones, not tombstones. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell your neighbor, it's time to get up. She said, "Up, Barrick. Come on, arise." Amen. It's revival time. I'm tired of this oppression. I'm tired of the devil backing us up into a corner. I'm tired of the devil telling me I can't have the victory. I'm sick and tired of the devil saying we can't have revival. Come on up, young people, up. Up, young people, up. Come on, saints of God. Up, up, up. I'm not saying down, down, down. I'm saying up, up, up. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's just something about getting up. One lady said, I ain't never down. I'm either up or I'm getting up. I'm either up or I'm getting up. Hallelujah. It's revival time, folks. It's Holy Ghost time. You can focus on your problem. You can focus on your situation. Or you can focus on God. If you'll get your focus back over here on God, get your focus on God, He'll take care of your problem. He'll take care of your affliction. He'll take care of your trouble. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, David said, the Lord revived me in the midst of trouble. He revived me in spite of trouble. Praise God. I'm preaching to somebody here tonight. You need to get up for a change. I said, you need to get up for a change. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not time to quit. It's not time to stop. Hallelujah. I found out something from my brother-in-law that I never knew. He and his dad and siblings, mother, were years ago, they were on a vacation in Colorado. And they were going over the Raton Pass. And they ran into a very severe hailstorm. And my brother-in-law was just a teenager, but he was driving, and he started to pull over. And his dad said, no, no, son, don't do that. He said, just keep driving. Just keep driving. Amen. And when they finally drove through the storm, and they pulled into a station, other people that had pulled over and stopped, they pulled in. Their cars were just pulverized by those hailstones, but they had very little damage, if any, on their vehicle because they kept driving. They kept going. I said they kept going. Hallelujah. And because they kept going, they deflected the hailstones. I'm going to tell somebody here tonight, the worst thing you could do is quit, because the devil will beat the stuffings out of you. You don't have no option but to go forward. I said to go forward. Don't sit down. Amen. In the time of victory. Let's stand, shall we, everybody? Hallelujah. Musicians, come. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Every day, for the last 3 years, a grandmother over in China, amen, for the last 3 years, has carried her disabled granddaughter over mountain roads to a Chinese school 3 miles away from their home, a grueling 2-hour trip each way. The young girl has cerebral palsy and can't walk, so every morning the 57-year-old grandmother has carried her to school, waiting for her there and carrying her home again. Amen. Because she loves that child and she wants that child to have an education, so she's willing to make that kind of a sacrifice. Praise God, and carry that little girl, amen, 3 miles, 2 hours, and it's a mountainous terrain to get that girl to school, to get the girl home. Amen. What are we going to do for the kingdom of God in this hour? Here we are, oh, in such a wonderful time. You know, I don't like some people's outlook about God and what God's doing. Amen. The sky is always falling in with some people. It's like that tongues interpretation that came forth at a church. It said, yea, times are hard, saith God. They're so hard, I don't even know if I'm going to make it myself, saith the Lord. Well, I promise you, God's not in that predicament. He's high and lifted up.
That's right.
In His train, His glory
Hallelujah.
Fills the temple. Oh, hallelujah. Don't sit down. Come on up, Barak. Come on up, saint of God. Get your mind off your troubles. Get your mind off your problems. And get your mind on the work of God. It's revival time. It's revival time. It's victory time. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God! Hallelujah!
Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, that's it. Come on, it's time to talk to God. If you came tonight with a need in your life, don't hold back right now. It's time to get up and let's reach out to God together. Together we're going to touch God right now. Oh yes, in Jesus' name. In one mind and one accord, let's call on Him right now. Come on, in one mind and one accord, let's call on the Lord right now. Yes, yes. In one mind and one accord. Praise God. Don't worry about anybody else. Let's just lift our hands unto the Lord and call on Him right now. He'll touch you. You'll feel His presence. Oh, yes. He'll fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. We lean on You tonight. We need You tonight. Oh, God, we lean on You tonight, Father. We need Your presence tonight, God. We need Your presence tonight, Lord. We need Your touch tonight. Come on, ladies, let's call on God. Come on, men, let's talk to God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Oh, yes, God, we've got to have Your presence. Come on, if you've never felt God, just reach out to Him tonight. With all of your heart, just reach out to Him. Come on, tell Him what you need tonight. He's here to meet your need. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, there it is. There it is right there. Come on, church. Come on, let's entertain. Let's step over that line tonight. My God, my God, my God, let Your will be done right now. Let Your will be done right now. Let Your will be done right now. Let Your healing come down to Brandy tonight.